up again. I'm gonna say my worry days are done. It looks like a good day to run.
Now, 7 after the hour, Monday morning, the 20th of August, you are here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden. I think the Queen of Cheap has flown the coop, has she not? I don't know.
She's got this weird schedule, I think, the next couple weeks.
Hey, well, you do too, don't you? Aren't you
This is my last week with you guys.
Oh, bye, Jennifer!
I know. Well, I'll be gone next week, and then I'll be back for a few days, and then I'll be gone again.
Nice job, Jennifer.
I'll be going to the outers. I'll be going to Hawaii and to Alaska.
Really?
Alaska.
Nice work.
Yes, it's the CRN. My day job is having a cruise, a murder mystery cruise, which seemed like it would not be for 100 years when we started planning it. Now it's like in 2 weeks.
How come I wasn't invited?
You were. Oh, my gosh. I sent out all the emails.
Ah, really? Uh-huh. All right, so we have some sad news, sad stories. Tony Scott, if you look at television or movies, even commercials, although people don't, you can't tell by looking at a commercial who produced it, but he and his brother, Ridley, have been very successful as producers of all kinds of things in Hollywood for a number of years, the past 25 years or so. He committed suicide yesterday, jumped off a bridge into the harbor, and at 68 seemed, again, this is one of those surface things. On the surface, he seems to have everything going for him. Mm-hmm. A lot of really fine work.
How many people want to be him?
Yeah, right. Right now, probably not too many. But this
was one of the executive producers of The Good Wife, one of your favorite shows.
Yeah, right. But all the movies, you've got a few themes from some of the movies, Richie, that he produced over the years. He's put a lot of time and effort into movies like Beverly Hills Cop 2. And then probably the one he became best known for earliest on was Top Gun. That was a movie that has still today made a mark. And as a matter of fact, didn't Chuck Curry, our movie man, tell us they were going to reproduce that somehow or other?
He said there's talks about it, but who knows whether this affects that or not.
Right.
I mean,
or the whole thing. But the reason that I bring up the business about the suicide note and him being, I think Jennifer found a little info on his being supposedly depressed. So all the money, all the fame, all of the good works still don't keep your head necessarily on straight.
And you got two kids. He's got two twin boys.
Yeah. No, that's the saddest part.
Right.
What a coward.
And that's what I wonder about.
What a coward.
You think it's kind of selfish for somebody to dispatch himself or herself this way?
I do think it's selfish, but I also know that depression is... It messes with your brain. So we can say all we want, but we don't know what was in your head.
But, man, how do you not look at two kids and go...
I hope them...
A lot of times they don't have enough self-worth to think that they're any good to their kids. And sometimes they think that they're just better off leaving because of something. You know, whether they... Who knows?
But you need to sort of... Especially people who are sophisticated like that, they know that there are ways of... getting help and talking to people and working through stuff.
His Wikipedia page has already been updated with his death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was an hour ago. And I mean, when did he jump? I mean...
Yesterday afternoon.
12:30.
Yeah. All right. So, it's a sad reality, but it is what it is. Here's another good reality. A story from DougSteffen.com today, Richie, about a high school senior. His name is Kevin Kerwick. And I want people to know about him. Because he is on a mission. He's a high school senior at Osseo High School in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a great story.
17-year-old Kevin Kerwick, one of the football team's captains, has had it with the bullying, decided he could no longer sit on the sidelines, and decided that he would start his own Twitter account that was aimed at helping people uplift themselves. He's at Say Our Nice Things. That's it.
Yeah.
Like we are at Good Day Show. He's at Say Our Nice Things.
O-S-S-E-O.
OSSEONICETHINGS.
And this was in response to another Twitter account that had been created, which was bullying people,
yeah.
which was picking on people
right.
in the school.
Yep.
So he decided, okay, I'm the big tough football guy. I'm going to create one that says nice things about people. And he's been interviewed. He was on Ryan Seacrest's morning show and interviewed, and he was on interviewed by a British TV show and yeah. a bunch of other TV shows. So it, I mean, it's
well,
people notice this
contagious
kind of thing. Yeah,
Richie, it appears that similar pages have been popping up around Twitter, spreading to other schools around the various suburban communities in our country. This is something, tell the story, get people excited about it, get people interested in it, and turn around an all-too-prominent part of high schooling at the moment.
He says, I wasn't personally attacked, but it just hit me the wrong way. Things were coming out about my friends. I want them to feel welcomed, be happy about what they are and what they contribute to us.
Yep. Why not? Here's another good story from the state of New Hampshire. Young man from Wilton, New Hampshire, seeking to fulfill a wish for his ailing grandmother, is getting some notoriety today after his story has generated a lot of likes on Facebook. Concerns a bowl of clam chowder from Panera Bread. Sue Fortier is the manager of the Panera Bread on Amherst Street in Nashua, New Hampshire. She had a phone call waiting the other day when she came to work. Right off the bat, this fellow said, it's going to be a very strange request. So he told this woman about his grandmother. He was on a mission for her because she was dying. All she wanted was clam chowder from Panera Bread.
Aww.
And so he got a bread bowl with chowder in it and brought it home to his grandmother. And it's the last meal she has had.
Oh.
She's on morphine now, drinking water. So this is the last real food that she had. It was one of those small things, but look at all of the goodwill that it's generated.
Mm.
Isn't that, I mean, that's really what it's about, isn't it?
Very nice.
Yeah.
I had, when my father, speaking of which, a last meal kind of thing,
yeah.
my father had cancer, and when he was in hospice, I stayed with him.
Yeah.
And a couple days before he passed, and we knew he was at the end, the only way he would eat anything is if I fed him.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him eyeing this piece of chocolate cake on the plate, and I don't know what came over me, but I said, I see you eyeing that cake, and you're not getting any until you eat some of this food. And he kind of chuckled a little bit, whatever.
What's the point of that point?
Exactly.
Right,
well, then
right.
That night, I'm like, I felt awful. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Oh my. And
yeah.
So the next morning, I had somebody take me to the, I bought an entire bakery and was like force-feeding him cheesecake. I just felt like I couldn't believe I was depriving my dad of chocolate cake, you know.
Pretty
but
cool.
The mother snapped in. I just couldn't help it.
Yeah. Anyway, there's all kinds of good things to do, and think about how you can make somebody's life better at the end. And there are all kinds of, again, good stories. There aren't enough of them. We ought to start a movement on our social media between the Twitter and the Facebook account, Jennifer, of telling these stories. I know you have some other activity. What's going on in our other areas? Because we have a question, actually, today that came about as a result of something we were talking about earlier. So what's the scoop?
Yeah, we were talking about this dinner, Michelle Obama. Well, actually, it's a lunch.
Lunch.
To clarify. It's a lunch,
children,
not
yes.
a dinner.
Yep.
Yes. She's invited about 50 people,
Four.
50 kids.
Yeah.
And they are going to be going to the White House for lunch. And we wanted to know if this was a political move or not.
This is a follow-up on the various things that she's tried to bring to the fore, to the surface. Good ideas, good attempts to get people to focus on the food that they're eating. The White House garden has been kind
Why
of
Why do you think it's political?
Issues. Because it's at, well, are you kidding? Look at what the timing is. It's political because here you have a backdrop of 54 children coming to the White House.
But it's related to something she's been working on.
Yeah,
the whole.
It's
Doug and I
political.
Disagreed on this, too. Doug thinks that it's political
because
of the timing.
Yeah.
I agree that the timing is probably convenient, but
yeah.
this is at least something that she's been working on the past 4 years.
Yeah, I don't expect her to shut down something she's been working on the whole 3.5 years she's been there for this.
Well, shall we see what our Facebook friends say?
Yeah, what are your Facebook friends?
Because what we think is boring.
That's right.
Yvonne says, no, she does a lot of programs with kids all year long. Cindy said everything they do is for ratings except for vacations and spending tax dollars like it was their own money. Alex said everything the Obamas do is political. Michelle said, I would hope not. Kids should not be used as tools of politics. She does do a lot with kids, but I've never heard of her having 50 kids at the White House. Obama is her husband, and the timing is suspicious. Rich said, of course it is. At least it's positive. Mrs. Romney can do similar things right now as well. So chime in. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
What can Mrs. Romney do?
Well, she could also invite kids somewhere, is what they're saying, is that she could
bring
also...
bring them to the house. Let's go for a boat ride in Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right. Use kids as a backdrop. Right.
Just don't go with the Kennedy on a boat.
A lot of the audio highlights posted at DougStefan.com in our broadcast center. The conversation with Christy Yamaguchi. There's a song called Cows Around, which has spurred a great deal of interest. We'll have another go-around. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. Another go-around of the cows around in a moment. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
This year, I will chew 117 number 2 pencils.
I will doodle 9 Staples notebooks to death.
When it comes to school supplies, it's guaranteed your kids will go through a lot.
I'll make a whole lot of paper airplanes.
I will lose my backpack.
That's why you get guaranteed savings for back to school at Staples.
I'll give away my last pen to Nathan in math class.
Get guaranteed savings at Staples, and right now, 1 subject notebooks for just a penny with a $5 purchase. Staples, that was easy. Valid on select SKUs while supplies last. Limit 6. Ends 8/25/12.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Right, quarter after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Later on in the hour, Jennifer, in our television report, you're going to bring us up to date on the Tonight Show story.
Tonight Show, yeah, and some casting news also.
Casting news from the casting couch?
That's right. That's where I live.
Oh, great.
Really?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I just edited myself. Hey, Richard, you probably just edited.
How you doing?
21 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
LSD is to psychology what the microscope is to biology.
I get it.
Takes a closer look at the personality. Reverse, you ever taken the LSD?
Accidentally, once at a concert.
Accidentally? How do you take LSD accidentally?
Someone was passing a container of orange juice. I took a swig of the orange juice. It was accidental.
Okay, good for you.
He doesn't believe me.
No, I don't either.
Sounds like it's having a hallucinogenic effect, not like a drug, which is harmful and wrong, and just say no, kids. But spacey, nonetheless.
Join the party, let's step in slick day.
So the last scene in Hope Streams is this song.
What song is this?
This is Van the Man.
Oh.
And one of my faves. What do you mean, what song is this? This song is one of my favorite songs.
Is Lake, because it's one of his favorite songs.
Oh.
It really is. Great song.
And he's just telling everybody it's this song.
Yes. So the movie with Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones is an extraordinarily sad movie. It's not what you think it is. At least you thought when you see the previews, maybe it'll be a comedy, because she's into sometimes that lighter fare. It's a very serious movie about marriage and what befalls a marriage after 35 years. It's called Hope Springs.
So right up your alley.
Well, I thought it was... I mean, I like to see chick flicks, but I wasn't...
It kind of fulfills the Doug Steffen marriage prophecy.
Yeah, sort of.
No, but
yeah,
it ends happily.
But it ends very well. And the last scenes of them recommitting... I'm going to give it all away. But they're on the beach. And it was shot in Connecticut, near where Meryl Streep lives. And it was just a nice, wonderful, warm feeling at the end. And what I liked about it was the way they sort of danced and pranced around the beach to this song. Soon as it comes up, wham! And you just get out of the funk that you've been in. Because that's the way music, pop music serves lots of different purposes, it seems to me. And Morrison is a great example of somebody who can take a theme, and even though it might be, I mean, he's got a lot of serious stuff in his repertoire about religion and spirituality and stuff, but when you crank this up, Richie is going to crank it up for you. How can you, this is so basic, the bright side, how can you not be happy listening to this song? Hi. Speaking of enjoying things, it seems that the happy cows. That's more foolishness. The happy cow song, which we debuted on the Doug Steffen Good Day program last week, even though it had been on NPR the day before. This is getting a lot of attention from people around the country, including Diane, who says a happy cow is a healthy cow, and that ain't no bull.
Living in town.
This is what we need on a Monday.
All right, yeah. So I have been exposed to the history of the black cow. Everybody know what a black cow is? Black cow, also known as a root beer float,
created a dance song
on this day in Cripple Creek, Colorado, by the Cripple Creek Brewing Company. A first root beer float was inspired by a moonlit view of a snow-capped cow mountain. And it was put together by Frank Wisner, who added a scoop of ice cream to his red root beer and began serving it as the Black Cow. Or it was actually referred to first as Black Cow Mountain, and then it became the Black Cow. So the history of the root beer float, which goes all the way back to this date in 1893,
oh,
go
sure.
along with some of our song.
Absolutely.
There. It's 28 after on Good Day.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here are some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Stephen, good day program. It's Monday, the 20th of August, two-thirds of the way through the month of August. 2 weeks from today is Labor Day. How do you like them apples?
I don't like them apples.
Yeah.
School shopping. Rotten apples.
Right. You just got slapped in the face with the reality that Christmas is right around the corner.
I have freaked out. I walked into the drugstore last week and all the Halloween stuff was out. And I went,
Speaking of freaking out, General Motors... Some people still refer to them as Government Motors, says a fire hazard has caused the company to recall 250,000 SUVs, sport utility vehicles, a quarter million SUVs. They are Chevrolet Trailblazers, GMC Envoys, the same thing. I don't understand why they, in the old days, General Motors made a separate product from Chevrolet. It was actually a better vehicle, heavier duty. Anyway, they're all the same now. They apparently have a deficit that causes a short circuit in the driver's door. The short may cause the power door lock and power windows to function intermittently or become inoperative. May also cause overheating, which could melt components of the door, produce odor, smoke, and or a fire.
Awesome.
Great, huh?
It's cool.
Yeah. May not be so cool if you have that problem. Anyway, so there's a little FYI from the FYI.
You know, I've ridden down the road in cars with lots of strange problems. Probably the best one of which is when I lost a wheel.
Really?
Oh.
But I don't think I've ever been in a car driving down the road while it's on fire. I mean, like flames. You know, I had smoke and all that stuff.
Always something to strive for.
But, like, I've never had flames just blasting out of anything. No, never.
I was when I was, like,
really?
I was, like, 10 years old as a passenger, obviously, in the car with my dad. We were doing a road trip, and it was this old, old truck that was really cool looking, but apparently not so much inside.
Not road safe.
Yeah, and there was no radio, so there were, like, all of a sudden these flames and stuff shooting, like, out that part, and the door was jammed. It was a whole fiasco, but...
See?
A friend of mine had a new Jeep Liberty this past spring, and was out driving around to job sites, and the car stalled, and the smoke started coming out of the engine compartment. In 14 minutes, the car was burned to a crisp.
Sure. Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't take long.
Nobody knew even what caused it, actually. And so we went and bought a Ford instead of having the Jeep, replace the Jeep. Can somebody tell me...
No. But we can try. Go ahead.
It's Monday morning.
The name...
Nope. That was fun.
Glad you enjoyed it. The name Melky Cabrera.
Oh, yes. Melky.
What in the world is that? What is?
I love my Melky with cookies.
He creates a fake website to sidestep him being a doper?
Yeah, I saw this. One of my friends is a Giants fan. He got
San Francisco Giants,
basically suspended. Yeah, San Francisco
Giants. Steroid use, right?
Yep. Well, it was testosterone. He tested high for testosterone, and they say the only way he could have gotten that is this drug and blah, blah, blah. So he's suspended for like 60 games, and there's only like 40-some games left now. So, and it's pretty much killed the Giants' chances of making the playoffs. A wahoo for the Nats fans.
Yeah.
Apparently, and I haven't read the story yet, he tried to cover it up somehow with the website, and I don't know how.
And he apparently, a guy named Juan Nunez made a $10,000 payment for a fictitious site, told newspapers he was accepting responsibility for what this other guy did. I don't even begin to understand how this would affect his being a doper.
Well, he could claim that he didn't know, just like every other...
He took a substance of which he knew nothing about.
Or that he was told it was one thing and it actually wasn't.
Okay, who's buying that?
Had he not been caught for paying the guy off of the website, he might have gotten a little bit.
So how smart?
If he were on any other team than the Giants, I would maybe give him more credit.
What does that mean?
It means I'm not a Giants.
Oh, okay.
There are rivals on the Dodgers. Hello.
Really? Huh.
And as a Nats fan, I'm not too sorry to see it happen either.
Yeah, how are the Nats doing, by the way?
Best team in baseball, baby.
Really good. Uh-huh. Really good. Yeah. Really? I thought the Rangers were the best team.
Best record in baseball.
Awesome. Mm.
All right, so anyway, another story Jennifer and I were talking about earlier today, the study that came out this weekend suggesting that 60% of the new recruits in the Army are college graduates. After graduation in May this year, there apparently are so few jobs. The profile that I read was about a young fellow, 21 years old, goes into the Army. I think it was the Army or the Navy. It was the Navy. And the reason he went in is because both of his parents don't have jobs, no way to support the family. He couldn't find a job, so he went into the service. So one wonders, is that good?
That's good.
Or bad for us?
Better caliber.
Yeah, better caliber. This on the heels of the story of the 20-year-old... a youngster, kid, child from Danvers, Massachusetts, who this weekend was killed in action. Listen to this. He enlisted after he got out of high school a year ago last May because, again, he didn't have no job. He couldn't get to college, couldn't go to school, couldn't get a job, so he got into the service. And he's assigned to one of these IED. Was that what they call them? What do they call those? The road bombs.
Yeah, the roadside bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Roadside bombs. So he's in that tactical unit. And there are new areas in Afghanistan where these bombs have been printed and planted. So he decides he's going to join with four other of his friends. And they go out to be the advance team to make sure there were no IEDs
right
along the road.
Uh-oh.
First morning out, gets his head blown off.
Mm-hmm.
For what? For what?
To save other people's lives.
But what are we doing there? Why do we have our men and women worrying? Why are we worrying about saving their lives over there? What are they doing?
Well,
nothing.
Trying to make sure that the country doesn't become a safe haven.
Come on, you don't buy that.
Well, hey, listen. You have places in the world where it's safe for people who want to come up with ways to hurt us to collect, hang out.
They're not there anymore. Haven't been there for years.
Apparently,
the only people there are the Taliban. Right,
apparently, you've been paying attention to the news the last
How's
couple
that?
Days because guys are just walking into camps with police uniforms on.
Right. And well, why are they there?
Killing people.
Yeah.
And,
but
in the past
but
year,
what's the point of us being there so that we can become targets for these people? Target practice? What are we accomplishing by being there? Nothing.
Yeah.
Except having men and women get killed. For what? You think the Taliban's not going to exist when we leave there? You think they're not going to sell drugs? There are no more Al-Qaeda. They're all gone. And if they are there, the Taliban's going to protect them.
Do you think that that Al-Qaeda is the same as it was before we got there?
In
Definitely
Afghanistan?
It's been weakened.
They're gone from there. They're not even there. Al-Qaeda has been weakened, not by what we're doing in Afghanistan, but by the global efforts of people. But what is our men and women dying in Afghanistan? How does that serve the purpose of getting
Rich, actually, as you were speaking of walking in wearing uniforms and just opening fire on American soldiers, actually, Al-Qaeda is trying to pop up, taking some credit. So I think they are feeling like their presence isn't known anymore, and that's a scary thing.
But their presence is there. They're telling you that their presence is there.
They're trying to claim credit, so.
Yeah, well, I think there's way that all this does is enrich the militarists and the people that want to make a lot of money off of going to war. We haven't had really, if we had stayed in Afghanistan, we could have finished Osama bin Laden off a lot earlier. Rithi now wants me to calm down.
Let's go back to the Happy Cow song.
What do you think? This is how the first hour went, guys.
Yeah.
It's a rough Monday.
Why don't you start yelling and screaming about Afghanistan? And, what are we doing there? I want Happy Cows.
I'm standing over. Let's send some old cows over there. Right?
Maybe that's what they need in the Middle East is more cows.
More cows.
I have found that you always have cows.
Maybe we should reach out to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and give them cows. You really think they'd want to blow us up if we handed them a bunch of cows?
Money on.
So, Jennifer, we're going to do a little local talk here. Before we pause, then we're going to do the television report. For those of you who are not Angeleans, many people who love radio are familiar with the morning team of Mark and Brian that had been on KLOS in Los Angeles for almost 30 years, if I'm not mistaken. Pretty close to
25 years.
Yeah. So about a month ago, Mark said that he was going to retire and go to North Carolina, I think.
Right.
And so the other guy, Brian, was trying to negotiate a new contract. Apparently that didn't happen. So on Friday he said, I quit too.
Yeah, what happened was, Mark actually knew he was leaving from the beginning of the year on. But they didn't want to tell anybody, didn't want to get anybody alarmed. So he made his official announcement in June. And then the story was that Brian was negotiating to bring in a new co-host. Some of the rumors were at first that Rick Dees would be brought in because he's a friend with the owners of the big corporation that owns KLOS. But what Brian was aiming for is working with Jill Whelan, who was on The Love Boat, a couple of other TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, even up until Wednesday and Thursday, actually, he was still in negotiations to set up a new contract for himself and for Jill. And I guess the negotiations just broke down Thursday. He wasn't happy with the money they were offering, so he told his agent to pull the deal off the table. And then on Friday, and no one really seems to know if he had actually let the corporation that owns KLOS know beforehand, if he let them know Thursday night or if he just surprised everybody with his announcement Friday. But after they were doing this big goodbye to Mark about 8:45, an hour and 15 minutes before the show ends, he said, I'm leaving too, by the way, and I'm going to do a podcast. FYI. Mark it down.
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing? Look at all the podcasts that are getting done.
He's probably smart.
Yeah. You can control whatever it is.
If he's having problems negotiating a deal with
the company.
The man.
Yeah.
Just go create your own. And
Look at what Likas is doing.
He's got the following. He can do it.
Yeah, of course he can. And Adam Carolla did the same thing.
Yep.
And Dr. Drew. All of these people. Good for them. So maybe we can do it, Richie. We'll tell the man to get lost. And
the problem is you are the man.
Right? You talking to yourself?
I'm the man. Jeez, I forgot about that. Okay. Sorry, I've just withdrawn my protest. 14 before the hour. Jennifer, in a couple of moments, with the update on the Jay Leno Tonight Show.
Hey, Jen.
Yes.
Want to go create our own podcast?
Let's go. Shh. Cool. Don't tell Doug.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg, bringing you some practical products for back to school. The new car connection from AudioVox and Sprint is easy to install and monitors drivers while managing and maintaining your car from any internet-connected device. You can even remotely prevent kids from driving while texting and talking as you track their speed and location. Car connection costs less than $170. The new Kyocera Hydro is the world's first waterproof, no-contract-required Android smartphone priced under $130. Boost Mobile's pay-as-you-go unlimited voice and data plan combined with monthly rates as low as $40 make it one of the best smartphone deals in America. A computer crash can cost a student thousands of dollars in lost music and the hardship of lost academic files. Carbonite.com's unlimited automatic, secure, and affordable cloud-based backup plans start as low as $59. Should your computer crash, Carbonite ensures you will recover everything quickly and easily. Priced at under $30, Logitech's Global Graffiti collection of wireless keyboards and mice features modern colors and patterns so students can choose a combination that allows them to express their individual style. And finally, all shoppers must go to youpromise.com and register. This free service has hundreds of online partners like staples.com and target.com. Do your online back-to-school shopping by linking through YouPromise, and they will deposit at least 5% cash back into a free college savings account. For more information, go to BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
All right, so there is apparently trouble at the Tonight Show. The Doug Stephan Good Day website, DougStephan.com, is carrying a story. But it's not about ratings, which was the first suggestion, Jennifer.
No, it's not about ratings, and it's not about advertising money. It's apparently Comcast, who just purchased NBC not too long ago, is going through each of the properties that they've bought and want to make them as profitable as possible. So they went in and did some big cuts at the Tonight Show. They had to lay off 20 employees, and Jay Leno took what they're calling a quote-unquote tremendous pay cut to save other jobs that would have been lost as well. So kind of strange. It'll be interesting to see if there'll be any impact on the show. I doubt that there will be, but I think this is good. I mean, a lot of people say bad things about Jay Leno, and I think this just goes to show you that he's not
a good guy.
He's not poll. The bad guy.
You think David Letterman's sitting in a Letterman theater going, hee hee.
The poll today at DougStephan.com, speaking of that, Richie, which late night host do you watch most often? A, Jay, B, Dave Letterman, C, Conan, D, Jimmy Fallon, E, Jimmy Kimmel, F, Craig Ferguson, G, I don't watch any of these.
G, I don't know.
G, yeah. All right,
other news. Hope Solo, she's the goalie from the U.S. women's soccer team, has released a book. She's got a memoir, and she talks about her time on Dancing with the Stars. Her partner was Maxim Chermakovsky, and she accused Max of getting so angry with her that he slapped her across the face hard. So hard, in fact, that she had ringing in her ears, and Max denies this. Of course, everybody on the show denies it. She said it was on video, but nobody can seem to find that videotape. Yeah.
Family Jewels, Gonzo.
Gonzo. Gene Simmons canceled.
Really? Been around for quite a while.
It has. No, it was one of the first reality shows.
Shania Tweed, isn't that her name?
Shannon Tweed.
Shannon, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
her too.
All right, she's gone. Everybody's gone.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now for our visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for helping you deal with your high cholesterol, high triglycerides, the message about cardiol, a supplement that works, Ken. I think that's the best way, or a group of supplements, because there are actually 9 natural ingredients that are in cardiol. So let's explain to folks how this works.
Doug, these are ingredients that do work. High cholesterol is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way, Doug, to lower cholesterol in my patients. This new all-natural approach from Italy, it seems to be right for a lot of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood. These are known as triglycerides, and users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe FDA-registered cardiol. It's also easy to take, Doug, just 1 capsule a day.
All right, so let's figure out how to get this. Pretty easy, actually. And the folks that are responsible for bringing cardiol here from Italy are so convinced that this will work for you that you are invited to file, filing for a petition. All you got to do is go online to cardiol.net/Ken and click on Dr. Ken's free trial. Dr. Ken's free trial at cardiol.net. Or you can call toll-free 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Why wouldn't you do this? You don't have high cholesterol risking your future. A free 30-day trial of this product so you can find out for yourself how it'll make your life much better and extend it. Shipping and handling you pay for, they pay for the 30-day free trial. Cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6424. What's this about stress and depression shrinking your brain?
This is out of the medical journal Nature Medicine this week, Doug, that severe depression and chronic stress, they can shrink the brain. They do it by blocking the formation of new nerve connections. The effect disrupts circuits associated with mental functioning and emotions. And this could explain why people with major depressive disorder, they suffer from concentration and memory loss as well as blunted emotional responses, Doug.
What about, what is a definition, a clinical definition of stress, Ken? We all have stress in our lives. How do we know which is, when it gets to be too much, or which is not as bad as what may be bad? The stress is defined in lots of different ways.
Well, this is chronic stress. Where, and you can feel this.
You feel it in your body.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not an occasional episode where you feel it. You know, anybody who's been startled, a fight or flight response, you feel that. That's an occasional bit of stress. But if you feel that continuously, persistently, much of the time, that's what chronic stress is all about.
All right. So here we have the latest from the It's Good Today, Bad Tomorrow routine. Now, the egg growers of America, what do we call it? I guess they are called the egg growers of America. How are going to like this at all?
Well, this is out of atherosclerosis, whether broiled, scrambled, or sunny side up, Doug. Cholesterol-rich egg yolks, they can stiffen your arteries almost as much as smoking. People who eat three or more yolks, that's the key, a week, they have significantly increased plaque compared with people who eat two or fewer yolks a week.
Wow. So stay off the eggs?
Limit them, and if you're at high risk for vascular disease, you should not eat the egg yolks, but in general, you want to stay under three egg yolks a week.
All right, as long as we're into that department, let's talk about heart disease risk. You're a cardiologist. Apparently, your blood type may help you determine whether you'll be vulnerable or not to heart disease. Is that true?
Absolutely, and it's the type O, which is gives you the least risk, A and B a little more, and the rare AB the most risk. So you may want to factor that in when you look at your other risk factors and decide what you do about avoiding heart disease.
Give that to us again, the types and where it all comes down.
This is out of atherosclerosis, thrombosis, and vascular biology. And again, this is risk. It's like having high blood pressure, cholesterol, smoking, a family history, being obese. This seems to be just another risk factor, low, medium, or high risk for developing coronary artery disease. Type AB, the highest risk. Type A and B, the intermediate risk. And the lowest risk is type O.
Do you know what your blood type is? Yeah, of course you do.
I do.
I don't even know if I remember what mine is. Maybe we should check that out.
Well, the next time you have blood taken.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Thank you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, medical expert on the Good Day program.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.